Let's talk about porn, smut, erotica, whatever you want to call it. It has many names, many forms. But let's face it, sometimes we all like reading something, or looking at something, or watching something a little bit erotic. Perhaps even listening to something a little bit erotic. Like right now, you're listening to something a little bit erotic. I do know some people are predisposed to find listening to a nice soothing voice a little bit erotic. Especially when we talk about things that are a little bit taboo, a little bit naughty, a little bit sexy. Like right now, can you imagine an evening at home by yourself? All that time to read, to watch, to look at your favorite erotica, your favorite smut. That's right, smut. And how that makes you feel. You might feel the arousal starting to swell up in you as you watch, as you read, as you listen. That's right. And you can find your mind so easily transported the second you start to imagine it, to that place where you're reading, where you're watching, where you're listening, where you're watching, where you're touching, maybe. That's right. And it is so easy to find yourself feeling so horny, aroused, needy at the thought of all that smut. But here's the funny thing about smut. You see, while you're listening to this file, each and every single time you watch, you read, you listen to your favorite smut, erotica, porn, you can find your mind just drifting away, focusing so completely, so intently on the pleasure, on the arousal that's building and building and building within you. That's right. Building and building and building within you. Each and every second you stare, you watch, you listen. No matter what you do, no matter what you touch, you can just feel it building and building and building with each and every second while you listen to this loop. While you're letting it consume your thoughts, consume your mind, consume you, blanking your mind out completely, making you mindless, and making the pleasure feel so much better. Because let's face it, the blankness in your mind feels so good with the pleasure. But the good thing about this file is only a temporary state that you can just enjoy each and every time you listen to this loop. And you watch your favorite porn, or you read your favorite porn, or you look at your favorite smut, erotica. That's right. And it feels so pleasurable. And even that one word, pleasure, feels so good to hear on your ears. It just travels through your body. It just hits you like a tidal wave of arousal each and every time. Pleasure. Building and building and building. And you might even want to spur it on by touching those places that feel so very, very good. That's right. So very, very good to touch those places and feel that arousal building and building and building, the pleasure building and building and building. That's right. Oh, and it feels so good to lose yourself to that porn, to that smut, to that erotica, no matter what it is, no matter the context. You know your favorite. You know exactly what turns you on. You know exactly what gets you there in those places, in those mindsets. That's right. And you can even start to put yourself in those scenarios if you feel like it. You could start to imagine how that would feel on your body, those feelings. Those scenarios playing out in your mind so vividly. Each and every single time you listen to this loop, and each and every single time you consume that erotic media that you love so much, regardless of what it is, regardless of the theme, the topic, you know your favorite, and you know your limits and what you like. And of course, you'll always find your favorites turn you on the most. Because everyone has their favorites. So just give into the pleasure, give into the blankness, give into the mindlessness, and consume that media. That's right. Knowing that once this file is over, the effects will just fade away. But make sure, before it does, that you get yourself there. And you can come so hard, so fast, so good, each and every single time.